was made of this earth. I'm born of this earth. I breathe of this earth. And even with the pain, I believe in this earth. So I wake up every morning and I'm stepping on the floor. I wake up every morning and I'm stepping out the door. I got faith in the sky, faith in the one, faith in the people rocking underneath the sun. Cause every bit of land is a holy land, and every drop of water is a holy water, and every single child is a son or a daughter of the one earth mama and the one earth papa. So don't tell a man that he can't come here, cause he got brown eyes and a wavy kind of hair. And don't tell a woman that she can't go there, because she prays a little different to a God up there. You say you're a Christian cause God made you. You say you're a Muslim cause God made you. You say you're a Hindu and the next man a Jew. Then we all kill each other cause God told us to. No, hello, hello. And we're mashing up the place, giving you a beat you can rock and roll to, giving you a sound you can shake your soul to. So hip-hoppers, loose rockers, even woodstockers, don't need a passport, just send a postcard. Send me a message, let me know how you are. Whether you are walking or driving in your car, throw your hands high, tell me who you are. Say hello, hello.
Bonjour, hola, konnichiwa. Greetings, mes amis. How you doing today? Did you all get through that full moon? It really was pretty intense. For me, I felt it. Sometimes it's usually the night of the full moon. There's no sleep. But for me, it was the 4 days before when, I don't know, I just sort of wanted to stay with the covers over my head and did. Truth be told, but it wasn't feeling good. But I have to think that the full moon had something to do with it. Hey, we're water. The moon affects water, and it affects us big time sometimes. Hope you're all doing really well in this new year. Today we have two guests. We have Chandra from the Integral Yoga Institute, and then we have actor, director, choreographer, hoop dancer, Marie Ponce. So we're going to talk with Marie about creativity, the creative process, her process, how it affects us, how we work. And we're also going to talk with her about the upcoming concerts that the Thunderbird Dance Troupe is doing at Theater for the New City later this month. But just wanted to remind you that we're going to have karaoke at the Commons with me, Earth Mom, a.k.a. Helena, on Friday, January 20th. And just auspiciously, it happens to be the date they had open, which happens to be inauguration night. So when the billionaires are trying to party with entertainment, whatever entertainment they could get in D.C., and some of us may be rather sad about who's coming in and what's going on. So don't stay home and cry. Come out and sing and have a good time with us. And I have a very special guest host that night, and that's the wonderful Randy Credico. So with Randy, you're not going to be bored. It's going to be a fun night for everybody. And this is a little mini fundraiser for the radio station, we're asking for $10, and you can sing as many songs as we have time to. Usually runs from 7 to 10, unless the Commons is making money and they choose to stay open a little later, but that remains to be seen. But we will start promptly at 7, and no one will be turned away for lack of funds, but, you know, we sure would like the help for BAI. Okay, so let's talk to Chandra. Chandra, are you there, darling?
Good morning, Helena. I am here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good at this hour. It's always like, gee, I don't want to get up. But then once I get here, I'm happy. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. You haven't been on in a while. I haven't really kept up with what's going on over at Integral Yoga, but I know you have some great stuff coming up. And, you know, I want to know if you want to give us the latest news about events and just what's going on at the center in general. I know you guys are always up to something.
We are always up to something, but we're always up to having our 100 yoga classes every week. So it's 7 days, anybody can come in and get relaxed and feel great. And we do have, coming up next weekend, a whole array of very enlightening, healing, and peaceful programs. We're calling the weekend Inaugurate Something Great.
Oh, cool.
And Elect to Feel Positive. And so we've got Friday night, a cosmic gong bath. And that's always beautiful to be around the gong masters. Saturday morning, we are doing an introduction to Ayurveda with a beautiful expert teacher. Program with Bhagavan Piesman on using yoga-based cognitive behavioral treatment to heal anxiety on your own. We also have on Saturday night, the 21st, something I'm very excited to share with you, an evening of sacred chant with Carrie Grossman. Carrie Grossman is a lifelong student and practitioner of mystical traditions. She's a student of the world's wisdom traditions as well, and she puts on the most beautiful chant event. It's a modern feminine voice, and we'll be doing on Saturday night a concert to awaken the divine presence within everyone. And so it's going to also be on a sliding scale. So it's $25.
Oh, we can only talk about money for us. I'm sorry.
All right. We won't talk about money. Yeah. We'll talk about the beauty of her workshop.
May I ask you a question about her workshop?
Yes.
At her workshop and her performance. With the performance, will it be somewhat participatory or will it be more like a concert thing?
Oh, no, it will be kirtan, singing, call and response. You can laugh, you can cry, you can just enjoy the peace of your true self. So that's on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday morning, she's doing another workshop called True Song about really using these ancient wisdom traditions to awaken your own inner heart. So we're very excited. She's based in the Berkshires. She doesn't get to New York that often, and it's an honor that she's coming to Integral Yoga. So that's Sunday the 22nd from 11 to 1:30. In the afternoon, we've got another fantastic woman, Nadia Nottingham, who is putting on a workshop called Shamanic Womb Healing. She is a Celtic healer and a longtime yoga teacher with Integral Yoga, and so that's a beautiful way to spend a little time. That's from 2:30 to 5:30 at Integral. So we put these programs together many months ago, and it's very auspicious that we come into this next weekend with so many positive healing things to do right here in New York.
Yeah, always. And I guess that's the weekend to do it because everyone's, you know, the angst people are feeling.
Well, no matter what people are feeling, we never take a position on politics, but we do take a position on peace and joy and love and light, and we like to be a part of promoting that. So no matter how anybody feels about anything, they can get comfort and some enlightening instruction at Integral Yoga on West 13th Street. You know, we just finished celebrating in 2016 50 years of service to New York and the world. So we're pretty happy to just, you know, be there 7 days a week, walk in the door. And I like to say to people say, I don't think I can do yoga. And I say, well, you can do Integral Yoga because it's the yoga for everybody and every stage of life.
Yeah, that's the thing, because sometimes people forget, and especially if they haven't been doing it, or even with some of the newer practices, well, they're not new, but that have come out, they seem more competitive. And what some of us do forget, the only competition is with ourselves. And you start from whatever point you start at, and then go from there. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the perfect posture. You just start where you start, and you do what you do. And it's kind of like the same metaphor for life. I see it in my own life. Oh, I don't have this. I can't do that. Da, da, da. Just do what you do with what you have, and then go from there, and one step in front of the other. And it's the same thing with the practice. And the nice thing about Integral Yoga is that it is like that, and it's a very nurturing place. I mean, over the years, there's always a sense of peace when I get to West 13th Street and I know I'm going to come into the Institute or into the food store, and I just feel at home and I feel cared for, and just I know I'm in peace when I come there.
Well, thank you for saying that, because that's
true.
The entirety of what we're trying to do. And people should remember, you already know how to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You already know how to stretch, and we'll help you to meditate. And those are the three keys to having a yoga practice and then getting all of the benefits of feeling very good in your body and a little calmer in the mind. So we're a great place for beginners or returning students.
Yeah, and for advanced. You have advanced classes. I mean, it goes on. If I had kept up my practice from when I started, I would be flying by now. However, I didn't, but I'm like sort of on again, off again.
You can always come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, you brought up another important point about, I think, about life and living, in that the Institute in general is for peace, is for positivity, and not getting into, you know, any political take on anything. And my sense and my feeling for myself and speaking for myself, rather than being against this, that, or the other thing, you know, unless there's really a reason, it's more for being for. It's like, you know, being for the water, being for Mother Earth, being for peace and harmony, as opposed to being against this, that, and the other, and fighting against. And it really makes a difference in the whole energy of it.
You're right about that.
Mm.
I like that way of thinking. And it's one of the yogic teachings, really, that you try to replace the bad with the good. So that's, you know, it's not to say, oh, I'm never going to do that again. You instead say, I think I'll try to do this instead. And it changes the whole approach and puts you in a much more positive frame of mind. And I'm glad you mentioned the food store, because
that's... I love that food store.
Another big part of the service of Integral Yoga is to have New York's only 100% vegetarian health food store with a magnificent produce department, great bulk section, a deli with wonderful takeout food and smoothies and juices. It's just a wonderful place. You walk in there and you're inspired. You know, I'm not really much of a cook, but I can sure put together a beautiful salad, make a soup from the ingredients in that food store. So I encourage people who think, oh, you know, it's such a big hassle to cook.
It really isn't.
You can make it simple and so healthy. I think they have the best organic apples in New York. They're crispy and fresh. And so anyway, come and visit us. And if any of your listeners come to Integral Yoga, stop in and ask for me. I'd love to meet you.
Okay, they should come to the Institute to say hello,
right?
Right
in through the yoga shop, mm-hmm. right on street level, 227 West 13th, middle of the block, west of 7th Avenue. And if you come in and say you heard me on WBAI, I'll give you a free yoga class.
All right. You guys are so generous. That is cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've got to come in. I've been meaning to come in and check out your cookbooks because there's some really good ones. And my latest, and I want to find somebody to have on, is coconut flour and coconut sugar. Mm-hmm. I'm so crazy about coconut sugar. It's interesting because you don't get the crazy high you get with regular sugar. And it tastes yummy, too. So I want to talk to someone about that and maybe get someone on the air about that and play with some recipes.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say we are so happy to have this chance to come on and speak to the listeners of WBAI. I'm a long fan of the station, and but just appreciate having the opportunity to let your listeners know that, you know, we're always there. We're always there for you, and there could be many different reasons why people come in to Integral Yoga for the first time or returning after a long time. And, you know, you might just be looking for a little peace. You might be looking to get the kinks out of your body and do a little stretching. Maybe you're looking to just, you know, take one of our many, many programs that you'll find at iyiny.org. Or, like you say, you know, stop into the food store. There's a lot of prepared foods, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Raw, organic, vegan, gluten-free foods. So, you know how they always say the journey of a lifetime begins with a single step. So,
mm-hmm.
just taking that first step toward taking care of your own body and health, is very empowering, you know. You feel good. And it is difficult. You know, I work there, and I have to put in my calendar, go take a yoga class.
Get out.
Know?
Really?
And so I know it's not easy to, you know, take that step and to get there. But once you start, you feel so good, you naturally want to keep going because feeling good is kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, physical, mental, spiritual. And the yoga classes, they're usually, what, an hour and a half, aren't they?
Well, they're usually an hour and a half, but we also have several one-hour classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, too. That's, you know, after you've taken a few beginner classes, you can come to the one-hour multi-level. And so even if you haven't got an hour and a half, and we also have free open meditation. It's about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop in Monday through Saturday at 12:15, and you're out the door by 10 minutes to 1. Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. till about 6:40. And it's a wonderful to meditate in a group of people. You don't talk, of course, but you do feel a sense of community, and sharing of silence with others is very powerful. So that's a service that we've offered for, like I say, over 50 years of being completely open to come in and share what's considered the crown jewel of yoga practice, which is silent meditation, and to share that with others. It's a very powerful practice.
Yeah, you guys are so unpretentious, but so there and so positive. It's all good. It's wonderful. What time is that open meditation? That's Monday through Friday only?
It's Monday through Saturday, 12:15,
mm-hmm.
Midday, and Monday through Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't realize you did it twice a day. That's great.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So we try to, you know, over 50 years, you learn how to make sure that your offerings are available to as many people as possible. So if you're just joining Integral Yoga now, you're going to get the benefit of 50 years of tinkering and fine-tuning.
Well, you know what it shows, and you guys are like, you know, the duck paddling in the water. The his feet are going really fast, but on the outside, you're making it look effortless. And I know it can't be effortless with all the work that you put in and all that you put out, but you really do make it look good.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. I sometimes say it takes a lot of work to make it look this peaceful.
Absolutely.
But it's not with any stress, you know.
Yeah.
It's because we just...
Because you practice what you're preaching.
We try. We try.
Yeah. All right. You guys are like a pocket of light in the city, and I say there's a lot of them because it can be a rough city. It's not easy. And, you know, there's a lot of light and little oases around. I don't know what the plural of oasis is. I'm just made it up maybe. But you guys really are, and it's a pleasure to be there. And thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Helena, and I wish you and everyone who's listening a beautiful, peaceful day.
Thank you. You too. See
okay,
you soon.
Thanks. Oh, I hope so.
Be in
okay.
for cookbooks. All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Got a little bit of love and mercy with Brian Wilson here.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin. Oh, the violence that occurs seemed like we never win. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. So love and mercy to you and your friends tonight. I was sitting in my room and the news comes on TV. A lot of people out there hurting and it really scares me. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. So love and mercy to you and your friends tonight. I was standing in a bar and watching all the people there. All the loneliness in this world, well, it's just not fair. Hey, love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. Love and mercy tonight.
Love and Mercy by Brian Wilson. That's just a cool song. So we're onward here and karaoke at the Commons on a Friday inauguration night, January 20th, 7 to 10 p.m. Be there. And right now we're going to my next guest, Marie Ponce. Good morning, Marie. Hi. I heard you for a sec.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Earth Mother.
Hi, darling.
So great to be here. You are so awesome.
No, you are. Marie is she's an artist, firstly. She is an artist. She is an actor, a dancer, a choreographer, a coach. You probably direct, too, don't you?
I do. I direct and I write my own original work. I also am a professor. I taught at NYU, Stella Adler, Negro Ensemble Company, in terms of acting and character work, and also teach at the Screen Actors Guild.
You sure do. That's where I met you.
And then also I've done some overseas outreach programs in Liberia for first responders to help them with small group facilitation and abuse and civil war trauma. Did that a few times. And also have a group called Open Artists NYC, that helps artists to bridge the gap between artist service organizations and their ability to be viable business people and get those business tools that are often free or low cost. And it's just a matter of how to put them together. And many of the people who've come through the program have done amazing things, like getting awards, starting their own businesses, their own theaters, doing. And some have gotten some people like Clinton Lowe and Alicia Joy Powell. They have gotten roles on TV. It's amazing.
Really?
So, yeah, it's really cool, right?
Yeah, it's way cool.
Inspiring.
Well, you're very inspiring. You're one of the busiest people I know, and you're not like scattered or anything. When I watch you, you know, as I do in and out of classes over at SAG, you're just very diligent and very focused, and I think those are two of the things that makes you successful as an artist. Sometimes when people...
Oh, that's so great. Well, nice of you to say that. I just,
it's true, though.
I guess what it is, I just feel passionate that there's just so many things to get done. And as far as Native Americans are concerned, and then actually all Indigenous people, you know, there's just so much history that's that often can fall through the cracks if you're not paying attention. And so many opportunities that a lot of people are just not taking advantage of. And so I'm really passionate about filling in the gaps and just making life better for people and myself as well.
Yeah.
Whenever I can.
Yeah, you really, I love your energy, kiddo. You really do. There's, gosh, it's good. All right, well, since we talked about Native Americans, then maybe let's talk about the Thunderbird Dance Troupe, and then I want to talk about creativity and art and developing ourselves, but let's talk a little bit about the upcoming concerts. But before we do, you're an incredible hoop dancer, which...
Oh, God.
And you make it look easy, which is the funny part. It's like, yeah, holy mackerel.
It's fun.
And, did you win an award this year or in 16?
Oh, yeah. I'm a 2016 NYFA, New York Foundation for the Arts Fellow, and that was a surprise this past year, this last summer. I'm listed on their site under choreography. I got that award, and... let's see.
Congratulations.
I've had an Adelko Award, or not an award, but a nomination for acting, and yeah.
Was there one for,
so
for your
hoop
dancing?
It's been really cool to be a NYFA Fellow because, you know, so finally I feel like I'm validated somehow. Maybe I shouldn't even say it that way. It's not finally, because the Thunderbirds have really given me a sense of validation and belonging and friendship and just knowledge of who I am and all those things. But
could you speak to that?
It's helped me to realize that what I do and what I have and my knowledge is really important. And so I spend more time doing what I do, you know, and doing it in a more diligent way and just, you know, creating original work and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Congratulations on that. I'm happy for you. And actually, let me do a station identification because you are listening to WBAI New York, WBAI.org, and 99.5 FM. And this is Earth Mom, a.k.a. Helena, Morning Eclectic Show. And I'm speaking with my guest, actor, dancer, choreographer, director, ba-dum-ba-bum, coach Marie Ponce. The woman wears many hats, and she wears them all quite well. Yeah. So, hang on one moment. You know what? May I just bring another guest on for a second, and will you hang on? Because We're doing a special karaoke night at the Commons on inauguration night, and I have my wonderful guest co-host, Randy Credico, on the line, who is up very early. Good morning, Randy Credico.
Well, it's actually not Mr. Credico. It's Mr. Sanders.
Bernie! I voted for you. Do you know I wrote your name in? I love you.
I understand that. I
understand
I did
it, too.
And I was screwed by Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Tell me about it,
boy. As you know, who's now making a lot of noise. She's bitching about this and that. But people should start looking at her. What she did, that should be the focus of this investigation. But
I'm with you, Bern.
It's great to be on your show this morning.
Thank you. I've been wanting to get you on my show forever.
Mr. Credico told me to give you a call.
Oh.
And talk about this thing on Friday night at, I believe, 7 o'clock at the Commons.
Yes, yes, 388 Atlantic Avenue. Bern, would you say hi to my guest here, too, Marie Ponce? She's an awesome actress, and you'd love her. She's Native American. Great woman, talented.
Great. I was out at Standing Rock, as you know.
I do know.
Got a lot of close friends, including Bill Means, who lives in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I've known him for a long time, him and his wife. And all of these people have done a great job, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday night, performing, I suspect.
Oh, Bern, good.
Wow.
I mean, we're not going to cry when the Trumpster gets in there. We're going to sing, right?
Well, it didn't matter who won. We were going to cry on that day.
Bern, I'm sorry.
It was a crying day on the 20th. It didn't matter who the winner was. I suppose there'll be more crying at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a great place to organize and build up the audience at WBAI.
Oh, Bern, thank you.
So
keep
up the good work.
Wow.
I'll see you Friday night. Hope I can get in, unless I slip out to see the Dodgers.
Hey, tell them you know me. Although, wait, if you tell them that, you might not get in. But, hey. Thanks, Bern.
Okay. I'll see you right after I stop by Junior's. Perhaps I'll bring a cheesecake in, although Melissa makes some great food down below. From, at least in my opinion, she makes great food.
She does. She does. And everybody eat up and drink up so we can be there again, please.
Okay. See you Friday. Thank you very much.
And see you,
Bert. It was a pleasure. Say hi to that character, Sean Rhodes.
Oh, I will.
I listen to Midnight Raver all the time. He does a fabulous job, at least in my opinion.
The child's good. He's good.
He's good. That's good.
Love you, Bern.
I know that he supported me, too. I'll see you later. Thank you very much.
He did. Thanks,
Bern. Thanks for calling. Wow, this is cool.
Love you, Randy. Thank
Bye.
You. Thanks, Marie.
Wow.
He's awesome. That was the wonderful
really?
Randy Credico, and his show is on Tuesdays at 6:30 or is it 5? Randy, forgive me. I'm not remembering the time of your show, but Sean's going to look
great.
It up. Yeah, he's fabulous. So another actor. The guy's so talented. He's an incredible impersonator, excellent interviewer,
right.
Has a wonderful show, and I'm so happy he's guest hosting. And if you're not doing anything Friday night, come on down and do karaoke with us. Yeah.
Great.
So, oh gosh, in a little bit of time we have left, let's talk. Where do we begin? Can we talk about the Randy Credico show is on Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. live on the fly with Randy Credico. And thank you, Randy Credico. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. Marie, I just want to talk about the acting process, really the creative process. You know, where do you get it from inside and the courage to do it? Because it's not an outside thing. It definitely comes from within.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's just about showing up. Showing up, having a four walls to work inside of.
Uh-huh.
You know, space is so important. And just writing from your heart, singing from your heart, tapping into your memory, you know, whether it's actual memory or even memory that's beyond this, your consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And, Just really trusting yourself to do the work and to keep doing it and keep breaking it apart and not taking it too seriously. Because sometimes you take it too seriously, you can't, it becomes too precious. And so you almost have to have the willingness to throw it up against the wall and see it crack and do something else with it, with the same work, you know. So, and that's where you find your, the in-betweens. I was really helped so much by my interaction with the Thunderbirds, in terms of knowledge, and then the field, and the field work program. They're on Nathan Lane, but they have this program that allows you to share 10 minutes of your work every week. And then by doing that, you can get on a timeline, do the work, and get feedback from your peers, you know, other artists who are doing the same thing. So, you know, that kind of thing. Just showing up and doing the work. That's really what it is. And doing it in a variety of ways. If you're a writer, you know, you try art. And if you're an artist, you try singing. And if you're an actor, you try, you know, you try the different arts to flesh out what it is that you're really trying to say. Yeah.
That is excellent advice. And, that's so wonderful. Just about showing up and also about mashing it up, mixing it up. Because...
I mean, it was helpful also. I had a performance at 92nd Street Y, which is about 10 minutes of my work again, and to have that in front of me to work on so that I could, you know, bring the pieces that I had together and decide which one I wanted to use and then do it. That was really helpful too. Catherine Theron over there helped me quite a bit.
What kind of pieces were they? Were they drama, acting, dancing?
It was a combination of acting, dancing, singing, and my own writing.
Solo work?
Yeah, it was a solo piece. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me.
It dealt with just the search for home.
The home inside, the home outside, or that both homes.
Yeah, all those things, and then the conflicts that historically we Native Americans have had to deal with, and then bridging the gaps between North and South American Indians, because people think of the North American Indians as being like the Indians, but, Native Americans. But, but they're natives, you know, on a variety of continents, not only just North and South America, but, you know, Australia and other places. So, and so that was part of it as well.
Yeah, and now more than ever, the native people, the first peoples of every continent are the most important. Just from being in Standing Rock, it made me see more than ever, which I had felt it before and knew it before, but how important it is to follow the lead of the First Peoples of all continents, the Earth Keepers.
It's amazing that they've, you just see that the peacefulness, the passion of people there, and just to have people who are from different nations coming together and, you know, talking with each other and singing with each other and praying with each other and really causing prayer all over the place for our water and for our land and for just the togetherness that that we haven't really seen in this way. It's like what we experience at the powwow. This is almost on a larger scale, you know, from that family, you know, togetherness with not only just natives, but everyone who believes that it's important to take care of our ecosystem, you know, beyond other interests. Yeah,
you know what's good now, too, is that with Standing Rock, and wow, it's a time of prophecy and this coming together, the nations, the Native nations coming together, and then all the allies coming to be there with you and stand with you for you, for your sovereignty and for Mother Earth and for justice, finally, and, you know, to make the tide turn.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So tell me about the Thunderbirds, but tell me, too, with that, I want to know the Thunderbirds and you, what it means to you, how it affected you with your heritage and dancing.
Well, you know, without the Thunderbirds, with the Thunderbirds, I've just embraced my own culture and found out more about who I am. I was taught that I was Native growing up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like go to powwows and that kind of thing. At least I didn't do that as a child, but when I got older and I felt that draw, I started to become more active, and Thunderbirds were, if it wasn't for the Thunderbirds, I wouldn't have found out that my grandmother in Florida was one of the keepers of the herbs and the medical knowledge, and everybody would come to her for healing. If it wasn't for the Thunderbirds, I wouldn't really understand myself as a whole human being, with the full culture. I'm Lucayan Taino and Cherokee, Eastern
mm-hmm.
Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been like a real long journey over, many years to regain my cultural knowledge, regain language, learn Cherokee, share what I know with other people, and to really realize that I have so much to give as a Native American to other Native Americans. That is such an important thing to know and to understand, and also to provide that for other people. When I go into the circle and I dance, I do a hoop dance or whatever, which I learned from Louis Mofsy, from the Thunderbird American Indian Dancers, as well as Michael Taylor and Ray Two Feathers Leung. They all taught me how to do the hoop dance. When you go into the circle and you see people's faces and then you start to see them in the circle, that you realize that they, too, were feeling outside. Like they couldn't really embrace who they are as a Native person
mm-hmm.
and sometimes. And so it's important for us if you have a sense that you're Native and it's in your family history, then it's okay for you to express that and be that all the way, It's also been great to, learn all the dances from different Native cultures, from Hopi, from Six Nations, the smoke dance, the Northeast Coast and the Inuit dances and other Southeast, Choctaw and Cherokee, so it's interesting to learn information and dances and songs from these people, and also to sing with Haina Second Sons. We're actually going to be at the National Museum of American Indian with Haina Second Sons and the Thunderbirds on the 21st of January. It's from 7 to 10. One Bowling Green. It's the National Museum of American Indians. It's free, and there are door prizes and refreshments and lots of dancing and bring your shawl. So that's on January 21st, Saturday, 7 to 10.
Oh, how fun.
And then, it's just, I'm on a roll with this, so I'll keep going. The Sunnybread American Indian Dancers in Concert is going to be at Theater for the New City. And that's January 27th, 28th, 29th, and then February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 155 First Avenue. That's near 10th Street. That's Theater for the New City. Their number is 212-254-1109. And the thing about that is that kids, if you have kids that are under 12, you can bring them for $1.
Oh, okay. We can't spend your money, but that's great.
It's a cool thing. You know, that's on the Saturday and Sunday matinee at 3, you know, only those shows, not the other ones. But, yeah, so not necessarily that it's a kid's show, but it's something that they can see. So, you know, yeah.
It really helps families out financially, which is great, and it's so good for the kids and all of us adults.
Yeah, we have, you know, so many different Thunderbirds that are part of the organization. People give so much to be part of Thunderbird. They travel for 5 hours, 4 hours sometimes,
really?
Just to be part of what we do, to do the shows and different presentations. And, you know, they come from you know, they're Mohawk and Winnebago, Hopi, San Blas, you know, different places.
Mm-hmm.
And, all of the proceeds from all of our events go to help to fund Native American students who are looking to go to college and universities. So that's why we do what we do. It's completely volunteer.
Mm.
You know, we don't get anything for this a lot of times, and you know, so people give a lot to be part of the Thunderbirds, but we also get a lot just in the knowledge that we are doing such important work. I mean, the Thunderbirds have been around since 1963, actually before 1963, when Louis Mofsey and Grace Greenberg, who used to be Grace White, and Sam Tarrant, as teenagers, they got together at a Mohawk church in Brooklyn. And in the basement, they would create their shows, and they started to do powwows, and they didn't have a powwow drum, so they went to the Thunder Bars, ironically enough, to get a drum, but it wasn't a native drum.
But it was a drum.
So then they started doing powwows at you know, there, and also at the McBurney Y. Some people remember us from the McBurney Y.
Yeah.
And so Louis Mofsey has been amazing in forwarding this organization and keeping us together. He has such a humble and gentle spirit, but at the same time he's very strong. And he's just so integrous. He has such integrity. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. You know, and it goes right through the organization. It's very inclusive. And some of the people who are part of the core group are not Native, you know, Jewish. Some people are different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
But it's their passion. You know, we work hard together. We make it work on our time off and you know, work together. And it's just a big family. We just love each other and tussle with each other and put up TP. Oh, yeah, the other thing, we have this great powwow, annual Grand Midsummer Powwow at Queens County Farm Museum every year. That's July 28th through the 30th. Waking, you know, it's such a great opportunity to set up a powwow. It's one of the biggest powwows, according to Indian Country Today.
Oh, is it really?
In the country. And I actually am the I manage the vendors there, which is amazing to do.
That's got to be a big job.
People from who are Mayan weavers, and we have Kachina dolls there, and Silva from Arizona, from Danae beadwork and turquoise and pottery, and oh, there's so much. Gabrielle Rodriguez does beautiful moccasin work, and Lurch Pagan does this marvelous feather work, you know, beautiful artwork. It's so many great artists, you know. It's an outdoor museum, and so they're able to participate, and we have dance contests and outdoor bonfire, and it's on a outdoor organic farm. So it's really fun.
Oh, it must be great. I've yet to get to that Queens Museum. I've wanted to go just to go to the museum, and I've wanted to go to the powwows. It just never came together. So
yeah.
I'm going to get there yet.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. It's 3 days, you know, Friday through Sunday. And it's just a really great opportunity to just immerse yourself in Native culture. And you can come in and dance, just like at the museum. You can come in and dance, bring your shawl, you know, on the 21st as well as on January 28th.
May I ask you, we're kind of winding down, but just briefly, what's the significance of the shawl?
Oh, well, they say that a well-dressed Native woman always has a shawl. You know, if you're and actually, I guess that comes from the shawl gives you
protection,
a feeling of being dressed in one way, and then also it allows you to do the shawl dance, of course. And then the shawl also is a way of being warm. I mean, in the old days, so just a way of being warm. In places where you didn't need to be warm. Now, the other thing is that not all Natives, and speaking from my Taino side, not all Natives do shawls. You know, from
warm
South
climates.
America, they didn't need them.
Yeah.
From, you know, from Key West and from Eleuthera and Puerto Rico and Cascadia, Dominican Republic, you know, we didn't really need shawls. Didn't make us any less Native, and of course, you know, we have our own traditions, but everything's kind of related, though, all the way across.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, there's still similarities of different kinds between different Native groups.
I just want to give out the website for Theater for the New City, which is theaterforthenewcity.net. So if you want to see the Thunderbird Dance Troupe in concert, beginning January 27, you can go to theaterforthenewcity.net and get information as well, and it's so worth seeing.
Yeah, there's also more information at the www.thunderbirdamericanindiandancers.org. You can you can print out the schedule for the year, because there's a lot of free events. Something I didn't mention yet, but you can go and check them out, one in March, one in April. Yeah, it's really fun to learn more about your Native culture and other people's Native culture, too.
Do you have any last words or any anything else you're up to? Because we have, like, 1 minute.
Oh, I just want to thank the Thunderbirds, all the people, you know, Kitty and Julian, you know, Louie, and all the people that just have supported me. Matoka Eagle, her father that taught Louie, staying in there and doing their work, you know, being mentors, you know, the Spider Women and the Colorado Sisters, you know, just. They've been such amazing mentors, and I just hope that I can become my way of whatever that is. You know, just kind of finding my way in the dark in a way sometimes, but, you know, just to fulfill on who I am all the way as a Native. And I hope to give that to other people, to, you know, to just embrace who you are, you know, your culture, you know, whether it's Native American or, you know, whatever it is, because it allows you to be a full person, to really choose it in your own being. It's just very important to embrace all of who you are. I'm Native Ashanti, and Scots Irish myself, and so to embrace all of who you are allows you to no longer have the civil war inside of your body. You know, it allows you to really be at peace with yourself all the way.
Thank you so much, Marie Ponce, actor, artist. That's what I can call you, artist. And with the American Thunderbird, the Thunderbird Dancers. Thank you so much. Thank you for shining your light and being such a bright light. Love you, girl. Thank you for being on. Everybody go see the Thunderbird Dancers. And I'll talk to you and hopefully see you soon.
Well, thank you so much, Earth Mom. You're so awesome to go on the Standing Rock like that. I'm just so amazed.
Oh, gosh. It was
that.
A privilege
so
to
great.
Be there. You know, it was wonderful. All right, honey. Blessings,
all right,
peace. Love you.
Take care. Keep it up, girl.
Okay, honey.
All right.
Be well. Thank you, Sean Rhodes. Thank you, the amazing Randy Credico. Thank you, Chandra from Integral Yoga. Thank you, my man, Bernie Sanders. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you next week. Be well.
Who knows the wind? Who knows? Where blows the wind?
This is a message for my fellow WBAI listeners, from a guy who just happened to be born and raised right here in the Republic of Brooklyn. In case you didn't know it, and I think you do, January 20th will be a day that will live in infamy. This is the day that a certified wacko will be sworn in as president of this country. On that day, I'm going to play hooky and party instead with Earth Mom and Randy Credico, who I admit does a pretty good impression of me, and other WBAI producers, and do a little karaoke myself at a low-cost, high-yield fundraiser for WBAI. It's only 10 bucks. That's 10 bucks. 7 p.m. on January 20th at the Commons Cafe, wherever else, 388 Atlantic Avenue in downtown Brooklyn. Come on, let's party before we all end up in jail.
Once you knew for sure, now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. Ask a bird as she flies by just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows. Ask her by that what she means, she says she doesn't know, but as she flew away, she seemed to say the wind. The wind.
my love. Who knows the wind? Who knows my love? Where blows the wind? The wind is my love.
You say you staggered to your room, sleep by day and plot by moon your conscious plight. Pack your dreams, you move away, decide to eat and live by day and leave the night. City sun blinks in your eyes. You shade your face and realize a lonely crowd. Then at once you feel the smile, and then the ice warm air moves by. She says the breeze provokes her sigh. The wind is the wind. Wind is my love. Who knows the wind? Who knows my love? Where blows found another spring, another joy, a human thing called lovers. You play your roles a comedy, refreshing well the tragedy you're living. ashore, so you say. But like the wind, love blew away. But as she left, she seemed to say, the wind is love, is the wind. Blow.